Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser is going to join us on the economy, geopolitics, and more. I want to give you some of the news that's up on Infowars.com right now. And then we will also take your phone calls, probably when Kaiser's on, but definitely in the third hour coming up today. Here's some of the news on Drudge I'm going to be getting to. Rand Paul announces 50-state network taps 200 people for team. He is the Republican frontrunner in all the polls, won CPAC. We could really end up with President Rand Paul. But that is only the beginning of the war. That is not winning the war. It is winning a major battle. And we don't need to start, you know, celebrating yet, but this definitely shows how popular liberty is. Continuing, Godfather, as he's known, of Chicago, is now saying he had contrary views on Obamacare and doesn't like it, basically. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship, Rahm Emanuel. Hospitals plot the end of insurance companies. And GOP, economic growth, half of what President said his policies would deliver, and that's with QE Unlimited. Senator Cornyn says shield law bill is government licensing of news media. That's what I said it was day one. That's what Matt Drudge said it was. And you notice people are now reading it going, wait a minute, you're calling it the Patriot Act, it butchers the Bill of Rights. You're calling it the Affordable Care Act, it increases the prices, it lowers the quality and brings in death panels. This thing actually waters down court rulings and precedents in media for mainstream dinosaur media and then takes away any shields for independent journalists that are now the real media. And Cornyn, who is I'm not a big fan of, kind of a neocon, fake, you know, blue blood, but it's the truth. So that's very exciting to see that bill in trouble. You know, they say they've got the votes to pass it out of the Senate, but that's Chuckie Schumer saying that, and Harry Reid, just give me a break, and Dianne Feinstein. I mean, it just never ends. These people cannot control the narrative, so they're panicking right now. And, you know, they've been real arrogant for a long time, MSNBC, CNN, all of them, Michael Moore. Now they get they're in trouble. Hillary said 3 years ago they're losing the info war. But they still have the hubris, and that's what always brings them down. Now they realize they're wide open. That's why Obama is saying in a message to Russia, you know, I'm really worried a nuke might go off, and then Russia don't want to have a problem with you. The message is, I'll set a nuke off, Rusker. I'm crazy. I will blow you up, Mr. Red. That's what Russian, settled by the Vikings, the Rus in the West. Listen, Reds. I will blow you off the map. That's the message, Mr. Ruski. But if we expose what they're up to, they're not going to be able to do it. Again, you're like, well, why don't you want them to blow the Russians up? Don't we get something if we have a nuclear war? Aren't you a right-wing patriot? Don't you hate Russians? I mean, this is all pure bull. The bankers put the Russians in, the commies in, gave them the nuclear weapons, the whole nine yards to build up a police state here to counter their police state. And now they don't want Russia to reindustrialize. And so what they're doing is trying to start a new Cold War. I know that's elementary. Everyone understands that. Well, if you understand that, folks, and I know you do, you know more than I do, many of you, especially the veterans I hear that call in, they got all the angles. You better tell some people right now. Who's the threat, the Russians or Obama? Who's taking your rights, the Russians or this criminal government? Who's walking all over you, raising your taxes while the Russians cut their taxes? This government. The Russians do one thing against my interest and my family. I will spit on them. They've done nothing to us. And I will not be part of this garbage. Now, when we come back, Max Kaiser joins us. Pope tells Obama of concern for religious freedom in the U.S. While Obama meets with him, they've shut down the Vatican consulate that the U.S. had there. So, weird stuff going on, folks. Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the west, still got winter in the east. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the balance of the hour, Max Kaiser, host of RT's International News Program, syndicated radio host, a retired stockbroker, inventor of the virtual trading system on the Hollywood Stock Exchange, Max Kaiser will be our guest, and I do intend to take some calls for Max in the second half of the hour, and I do intend to take a lot of your calls in the third hour today on this Thursday edition. So that is all coming up today. I don't know where to start first, not because of lack of news, but because there's too much of it. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Justices, Supreme Court, companies can pay penalty if they object to Obamacare birth control. And that broke yesterday, but Kurt Nimmo breaks down more facets of it. And Obama's been denying there's a penalty, even though there is a penalty. And now there's this bizarre thing where they have media pundits saying there's no penalty, or the penalty kicks in later when it's kicking in now for businesses. Justice Kagan argued religious views might be used to violate other federal laws. Well, that's the whole point. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I mean, look at Elena Kagan, ladies and gentlemen. a bad clone copy of Rachel Maddow meets Janet Reno meets Dung Beetle Napolitano. I mean, this woman is a political, socialist, progressive, anti-gun, anti-man joke. This is a revolution of weakness and scum over everyone. What a degenerate fraud to be ruled over by the likes of her and people like Harry Reid. I mean, what a infomnia. Here's another one. Anti-NSA reps are being intentionally cut out of debate on surveillance bill. They're using the committees to do that. That's on InfoWars.com. World leaders wear bizarre Illuminati pyramid at nuclear summit. Well, later I'm going to play this in the next hour and show TV viewers this. But you got to go see it up on InfoWars.com. We have images and video of it. I mean, stuff's really getting weird. Russia may face Islamic terrorism in Crimea. Yeah, the neocons and the Obamanoids are activating those guys. I think that's a great article by Kurt, but it should just read, West prepares to activate Muslim terror cells in war against Russia. That's really what's going on. MSNBC loses another quarter of its viewers, along with other dinosaur media outlets that have already collapsed. They just keep the facade going. Report, Poland calls up Army Reserves, says the world stands on the brink of conflict. Vatican astronomers ramp up their search for brother extraterrestrials. Idaho family terrorized by midnight paramilitary raid. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. On Drudge, Rand Paul announces 50-state network taps 200 people for team. Is the front runner in every major national poll for the Republican ticket. I can't think of another better gentleman who's a true patriot who I've known for 16, 17 years. I've known him since 1996. I've known him 18 years. Wow. The real deal. I remember calling up to get him on when you hear babies in the background. I mean, I knew him before he had babies. Well, I'm just proud of the fact that I know Rand Paul's real. Doesn't mean he's perfect. Doesn't mean you want to play some footsie to not get assassinated. But he's got a real chance at being president. We'll talk about that after Max Keiser leaves us. Really big news is Senator Cornyn's told the truth. It's up on DrudgeReport.com and says, Shield Law bill is government licensing of news media. Yeah, that's what it is, as a shield for media. It's like, you know, I'm going to give you the fountain of youth and shoot you in the head five times. I mean, it's Patriot Act, again, is unpatriotic. New Freedom Initiative, drugs half the kids, destroys their freedom. All these initiatives have these Orwellian names that are the opposite. Ministry of Truth, Ministry of Lies. You know, give Obama a peace prize, launches all these wars. All right, we are joined now by Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. And I appreciate him coming on. He's also a filmmaker. We had George Galloway on last week, who he's doing two films with. I'm going to get him on when they come here to the U.S. I want to get both men in studio. But Max, so much is happening. I want to get into the developments in the economy. I want to get into the suicide bankers. I mean, the numbers are so high now, I can't even keep track of it. I know it's over 20 for a while. And finally, Bloomberg saying coroners are now looking into it. But before we do that, what is front and center on your radar screen?
Hi, Alex. Do you want the bombshell now or later?
Just give me the bombshell now.
Oh, okay. You know, I've been tracking this work of the 9/11 insider trading for quite a number of years. And last time I was on your show, I told you there was a book coming out that would confirm that the CIA knew about insider trading and leading up to the 9/11. That book is now going to be available for the public on April 3rd. The book is called The Death of Money. And chapter one explains and explores the CIA completely aware of insider trading in the days leading up to the 9/11 attacks. I had the author on my show. My show will be broadcast in a few days. And we also revealed a bombshell that the brokers at Cantor Fitzgerald were trading on insider information on the attacks on themselves. That's now been confirmed. It's discussed on my show. It'll be aired on Keiser Report in a few days. And this book called The Death of Money by Jim Rickards explains in great detail. He is an eyewitness who was there in the room while the CIA was monitoring insider trading on the airline options leading up to the days leading up to 9/11. I'm here to confirm that the CIA was trading on inside information against the deaths of many Americans on that day. And I'm here to confirm that Cantor Fitzgerald was also trading on those options against themselves. To talk about suicide bankers, Alex, these bankers were trading on their own death. So is it any surprise now that so many bankers are committing suicide There's psychopaths. We saw it on 9/11. We see it on every day on Wall Street. Bankers committing financial terrorism. They trade on their own death. They trade on other brokers' death.
You know, Max Kaiser, I've got to stop you. This is bombshell. I didn't know that you would break this here today. I want to just stop you. We're going to have to do a nightly news piece on this tonight and pull out all the original articles because I covered it at the time. It came out in the major German papers and British papers in the week after 9/11 that Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, I guess that was number three at the CIA, an administrative position overseeing the agency itself, he was involved in the insider trading, and we know it was tied to Cantor Fitzgerald back then, but then it got shut down. Record put options, not against the airline industry, but against United and American specifically, and that was then covered up and may have run into the billions. But that got shut down very quickly. If you have an eyewitness inside there that actually saw it happening, it proves prior knowledge. And it is the smoking gun of 9/11.
And Jim Rickards, who writes this book, The Death of Money, which you can order it now, it's the follow-up to his international bestseller, Currency Wars. He's with the intelligence services.
He also no, I know who he is. I want you to get him on the show. I've asked you to get him on. I want him on.
Yeah, well, so he's in the room. He provides eyewitness account of the 9/11 options trading, and it explains all the dimensions that are associated with that 9/11 insider trading. My contribution to the story is, and I've hinted at it before.
Sensational.
But this book that's come out, I can say now, because I have some support with this book, is that I was talking to Cantor Fitzgerald brokers on the days leading up to 9/11.
No, you sold them the virtual trading software.
Yes, they bought my company, and I was talking to them directly, and they were saying they were talking about trading on this information about these explosions and airplanes and hitting New York City. And now we've got confirmation. So some of those people died trading against themselves. Some of those people are trading on their own deaths, and they're now dead.
Well, let's break this down. When does your RT show airs on Friday, right?
April 3rd, I believe that show is aired.
Well, I know it re-airs because I get confused on the dates. I want to get you on as soon as that airs so we can actually air that interview here and get follow-up analysis. But break down what a put option is for folks that aren't in the stock market or don't study it and why this is such a big deal.
The stocks trade on the New York Stock Exchange, and stocks trade on companies like airlines. And in this case, we're talking about United Airlines and American Airlines. At the same time, in Chicago, there's an options exchange. And an option allows you to put up for a very little amount of money an option to buy or sell that stock at some point in the future. And the reason why the option market is interesting, and I traded options on Wall Street for years. I was the, I think, number two or number three highest producing options broker within the Shearson Lehman Hutton system. I did over $1 million in gross commissions in options in 1988, just trading options. And I was in there, it was a very select group of.
No, you were even on things like Nightline and stuff back in the 80s. We found those clips. It's pretty funny.
I've made my career trading options.
You look like options go ahead.
They're very, very, very sensitive to news events. When any information hits the tape in the market, you'll see the options market first because it's the most highly leveraged market there is. So you see, it's almost like a thermometer or a barometer. It tells you events that are about to happen. It's where people trade first before they trade anywhere else. So in the case of 9/11, you saw options trading as if airplanes had exploded on these airline stocks before the airplanes exploded, because the people that were trading them in the days leading up to the event knew about what was coming, and they were trading on inside information. And so the options market is like a litmus test, where it gives you a photo of what the insiders are doing. And Jim Rickards in his book talks about how he built a system called MarkEnt, that's MarkEnt, short for market intelligence, which was based on creating an options detection program for the CIA to track terrorism and other activities using the options market, which is based on my technology, the virtual specials technology, going back to the mid-90s. So also remember John Poindexter created the PAM, which is the policy analysis market, was an attempt to create a terror futures market to try to figure out where terrorism would hit next. That's also based on my technology. So here you have the options trading. I was talking to the Cantor broker in the days leading up to this event, because they had just bought my company. They moved it to the top floor of the World Trade Center, and they're buying these options and trading. I then talked to my friends at Alex Brown, where I also worked as a broker. I worked under Buzzy Krongard. They also heard the story coming out of New York. They were also buying these options.
Stay there. I want to come back and get to that day. And again, it came out in the German papers. We're going to put all the articles up on screen.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com, and for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
You just type in insider trading 9/11. You'll get the Asia Times, the New York Times, German newspapers. The best site is 911research.wtc7.net. They've got a whole compendium, USA Today, clippings, profit from loss. Stocks of United and American Airlines fell sharply following the September 11th attacks, which had used hijacked jets from two airlines, but unknown investors made a bundle using a financial derivative that increased the value when a stock went down. And there is the map. Source, Yahoo Finance, also USA Today. They have some of those graphs on there. And you can read literally dozens of newspapers about this. But when it came out that it was the executive director of the CIA through the company that Max Keiser was working for, and of course Max has been talking about it since it happened, and then now he's got an insider who says he was there witnessing it. Again, I know who the gentleman is you're talking about. Max Keiser, an investigative journalist now, tell us about the gentleman and exactly what he said and what's coming out on your next special report on RT. This is huge because we know this all went on. They got caught. Nobody got in trouble. There was some other insider trading by people, but they ended up going to jail, but never in the question of how did they know that was going to happen in New York. That was to shut people up. But the CIA folks were allowed to profit from this. I mean, this shows absolute prior knowledge, bare minimum, and that they all lied to Congress. Go ahead, Max Keiser.
All right. So the book is called Death of Money. The author is Jim Rickards. He wrote the Currency Wars book, which is a bestseller. And he's very closely associated with the CIA. He runs war games for the CIA where they play currency war games, where they use financial derivatives to fight each other in the futures markets. So China, Russia, America, Iran, they're equipped with financial futures, and they try to destabilize each other's economy in the financial markets. It's financial war. And he's very close in advising the Pentagon and the CIA, and he's their main go-to guy. He was also negotiated a hostage release out of Iran back when there was during the 79 crisis. He's also been involved in the bailout of long-term capital management when it went bust back in the early 1990 period. So this guy is a very plugged-in guy, very close to the government, very close to the intelligence agency. The couple of points he makes, the 9/11 report is false, because the 9/11 report, he says that there wasn't really a significant amount of insider trading, or that the markets were not reflecting insider trading, and that there's not a lot of meat to that bone. He says that's completely false. He was there, and he saw the information, eyewitness, and he gives you an eyewitness account of insider trading. He says there was unquestionably insider trading. He himself distances the idea of the CIA trading on this information. My addition to this conversation is to tell you that based on my having worked with Buzzy Krongard at Alex Brown and having talked to the brokers at Cantor Fitzgerald and the brokers at Alex Brown leading up to this event, that they were trading on this inside information. So those are my conversations that I had. Now, there was $5 million left in the Alex Brown account that was never collected from brokers and bankers who were trading on this information who died on the event. So instead of escaping, instead of leaving the building and saving their lives, they stayed behind to trade options on airlines, and they died. But they died with $5 million left in those accounts. That money was never collected. And that gives you an insight into the mindset of the average stockbroker on Wall Street. They're pathologically ill. They'll trade options until they kill themselves. And, of course, they kill a lot of people that day. And they contributed mightily to the events leading up to those events. And so this book coming out, it's coming. I think it's hitting the stands for sale a week from today, April 3rd. I believe that.
Very exciting. We're going to get him on and give us the contact info if you want to help us expedite that, Max. I want to get you on together. Maybe have him on for 30 minutes and have it lap over with you, overlap, so we can get some deep analysis on this. But this is something I've studied deeply, and so I know how true everything you're saying is. Plus, we're putting mainstream news articles on screen while you're saying it. People say something like 9/11, if it was an inside job, it would come out. It has come out. Sibel Edmonds, the NSA translator for the FBI, all these other witnesses, six of the 10 9/11 commissioners say the whole thing's a fraud, that the official report wasn't even written by them. It is just a giant, stinking pile of lies. It's now come out on Zero Hedge, more video of the rebels bragging they staged false flags against Assad. The UN even now admits that. I mean, their whole...
Let's point out a couple of things. I mean, the trading on the 9/11 events were, in my view, were done by insiders that they weren't necessarily responsible for those events.
They just knew about it.
They could have stopped them.
They knew about it.
They could have stopped them. They knew about it in time to have stopped those events.
Well, that makes you an accomplice. If I know my neighbor's going to kill his wife and I don't do anything, I'm an accomplice.
I agree. Now,
hold on. Stay there, Max. I'm going to give you the floor. We're going to come back.
Signal amplification.
Yeah. Stay there. Skype works like that. When we're sending him audio, he can't hear me. So that's why sometimes guests don't hear me talking. We're going to go to break. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Max Keiser, I'm Alex Jones. This is incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overnight.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendivite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendivite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overnight.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ultra-hardcore, true cutting-edge, desperate transmissions that you hear here. We are desperate. I mean, we're up against a serious enemy. Only desperate men can defeat it. I forget who it was, the top samurai, one of the top samurai in history, said that the way of the samurai is desperate. A desperate man can defeat 10 or more men. Guys, pull up that quote for me. The way of the samurai is desperate. And then it'll give who said it. The point is that we're not going to beat these people being calm. They always tell us, be calm, be nice, go along with the process, just, you know, comply with globalists that want to butcher our country, want to destroy our liberties, that are involved in insider trading on 9/11. They're using 9/11 regardless to take our liberties and freedoms. It's incredible. So remember, when you spread the word about this broadcast, you are making it possible to wake up more people. When you spread the links to the free podcast from the listen page of InfoWars.com, when you post on Facebook or Twitter or talk about it on your own YouTube channel or at work, InfoWars.com, when you subscribe, and by subscribe you can buy them in bulk at cost, the InfoWars magazine, big glossy magazine, for a dollar a piece when you buy them in bulk. You can hand them out to friends and family, leave them at the barbershop, leave them at church. This is how we're going to wake people up. This is how we're going to affect change. And it's essential that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the men's and women's Molon Labe Come and Take It shirts that are so incredibly popular and our bestseller ever, with the Spartan helmet, the crossed M4s, and the victory wreath. People will ask, what's Molon Labe mean? It means come and take it. You can tell them the story of 300. Tell them the story of Gonzales, Texas, and the Alamo, where they flew the come and take it flags. And the 1776, they said, come and take it, Molon Labe. We are just rediscovering what liberty is all about. Come and take our liberties. Come and take our guns. Come and take our children. We aren't complying anymore. We're going to stand. We're going to fight. 300 against 100,000. How do you do it? Well, you find the proper spot where they've got to go through you in a narrow gap, and you don't give up. You fight to the death, giving people enough time to save your entire country. That is the way of liberty. Do we find out who did the quote? Because we'll throw it on screen, and I'll try to read that to people here on air, and then we'll go back to Max Kaiser. How do you pronounce that? Tsunetomo Yamamoto said the way of the samurai is desperate. He is best known for his saying the way of the samurai is desperateness. And then it goes on to say, 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. There is the proper quote. And that's absolutely true. You fight better fighting 10 people than you do fighting one person. You fight better when you're outnumbered and surrounded. Who was the Marine Corps general in Korea where they were surrounded at least 10 to 1? And they said, sir, we're completely surrounded. And he goes, good, we can attack on all fronts. And they won, too. Because they were outnumbered 10 to 1 and they were surrounded. Then there was no more games. There was no more. There was attack or die. And the truth is we actually outnumber the globalists, but they've got us surrounded and are attacking us. And it's like a one-inch maggot directing the Colossus of Rhodes. It's a joke. I want to go back to Max Kaiser. I'm ranting. The point is InfoWarsStore.com. Get your pro-gun T-shirts. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get what I believe are the best supplements out there that have just done wonders in my life. People just see me in person. I look even, you know, better, and they say, my God, what's going on in your life? I got the same amount of exercise, but the right supplements, it's revolutionary. The Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Supermel Vitality, the Silver Bullet, the new lung cleanse we've got. It's all proprietary. It's all groundbreaking. It's all funding the InfoWar and all the other great people and platforms that we support. Look at all the people's news we carry, all the people we have on the show, all the other activists that we are promoting to try to spread the word of liberty. And our talking points, MSNBC bemoans this, are now getting out to everybody. I remember Max Kaiser was saying this to me like 4 or 5 years ago, and I thought he was blowing smoke at me, you know, about how, man, your show all over the world is affecting change big time. And then I go to Europe, and I'm even bigger than I am here. And I'm not bragging, ooh, I'm big. Believe me, I'm not a narcissist, but I am excited as an indicator of how awake people are that when I was at Bilderberg, almost all the police said they agreed with us, and a bunch of them were listeners. It was unbelievable. And they got that the Bilderberg group was in there screwing them. Max Kaiser, your comments on that, we're going to have you back on soon about the insider trading and where this is going. And in the whole world markets, what's coming in the future, the Syria situation, the Ukraine situation, I want to get your take on it all. So walk through it. But what do you think about the global awakening we're seeing? I mean, you really were rating it more accurately than I was 5 years ago.
Well, as you know, we are coming to see you in Austin, Alex, myself, George Galloway. We're traveling to Austin. We're going to come and see you because we're making this film, making a couple of films. One film we're making right now that you're in is called Bailout 2, which is the sequel to Bailout. So I'm doing a crowdfunding campaign on Max, my new crowdfunding site called Start Join. I sent you over the page, and we're going to raise £150,000 for this project over the next couple of months. And we're going to shoot this all over Europe, which is it's the sequel to Bailout, the first film that did very, very well. Sean Fahey is the director. And as part of this project, George Galloway, myself, a few others, we're all, Roseanne Barr is in this project also. We're all going to travel to Austin this summer to be on your show live. But as we get into that, I want to get your listeners to participate in this crowdfunding effort. I don't think you've done a crowdfunded film ever over there on InfoWars, so I'm hoping that you, this will be the
Well, what I really want to see get made is the Where's Kenny Boy, because we know he's still alive.
Yeah, well, when we get to Austin, we're going to launch Where's Kenny Boy, which is another film right in your studio, because we're going to go right from your studio down to Paraguay to begin principal photography on Where's Kenny Boy. But before that film begins, the lead up to that film is this film called Bailout 2 that you're featuring in. The director should show up soon to get some preliminary footage from you.
He's coming to Austin, yeah.
Yeah, I want to get your listeners to participate in this crowdfunding effort, and I'm hoping you will also. And as I said, I don't think you've done a crowdfunding film before, but it is a revolutionary way to raise money for projects. We've also going to what I believe is going to be a game changer for the global freedom movement, if you want to call it, and that is with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, like my own currency, Maxcoin, and others, where you see now whole nations like Iceland and Spain and Scotland are introducing their own cryptocurrencies created by individuals to give the people economic freedom and economic self-determination. Right in under the noses of the New World Order.
There is just a mass exodus away from the system, and people in the system, I'm seeing, are waking up even faster than the public.
When you combine crowdfunding with cryptocurrencies, like we're doing with StartJoin, and we're doing with Bailout 2, which is crowdfunding, and you can also use Bitcoin as soon as it reaches 100% of its budget, you're introducing ways for the world to create their own economic reality completely outside of the central banks, completely outside of the state, completely outside of the banksters on Wall Street, the people who bet on their own death. 9/11. You don't want to be in bed with people betting on their own death. That's not the way to build an economic sustainable.
Well, Max,
economy.
That's my next point, is that 50-1, 40-1 bets with John Corzine gets away with it. It is these crazy Wall Street banksters who are the opposite of free market, because they have us bailing them out over and over again, so their losses are protected. They're the ones running the war against Russia. I want to get, because I know you're close to this, you're in Europe. What do you think about the Ukraine situation and what's unfolding there?
Well, just quickly, let me give you another example of options in 9/11. After the 9/11 attacks, the stock market crashed, and then companies like Apple and Steve Jobs were resetting his corporate stock options at the lower price, so that he'd be able to cash in on the victims of 9/11. And a lot of technology companies did exactly that. They stretched, if not broke, securities laws by repricing options so they could make hundreds of millions of dollars again on that tragedy. So you had CIA trading on inside information leading up to the tragedy. Then you had people like Steve Jobs and Apple Computer and insiders resetting options contracts after the tragedy. So those poor 3,000 people, they were raped, murdered, and bludgeoned by their own citizens in the financial markets even before the plane showed up. They had already been raped horribly by the CIA. You know, that's the tragedy of it all. They got raped twice that day, once by the CIA and then once by the again by the hijackers. But if you want to talk about the Ukraine situation, what you have, and I think one of your guests who expresses this brilliantly is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. As he says, there are three countries right now that are outside of the Federal Reserve banking system: China, Russia, Iran. And what we see now is the end game for American empire. The American dollar as world reserve currency, the game plan has been to invade lots of countries and fail. And as you fail, you simply double down by printing more money. In betting circles in the Las Vegas, this would be called the Martingale betting system. And you can look this up online if you type in Martingale betting system. It's a way the gamblers attempt to beat the house by doubling down on losing bets. If you're at the roulette wheel and you bet red, it comes up black. You keep betting red until eventually you either A, run out of money, or B, you win. America's foreign policy is a martingale betting system of foreign policy. They failed in Iraq. They failed in Afghanistan. They failed in Libya. So they're going to use this failing strategy now to try to go into Ukraine. Remember, it's America and NATO trying to get into Ukraine, and by putting in that puppet regime of neo-Nazis, that sparked the Crimean people to seek self-determination. And, of course, they held a referendum, and they voted to be self-determinant, and Russia said, yeah, fine, whatever, here's some passports, you can be part of Russia. Now the U.S. is faced with a conundrum, because if Russia is not going to fold like a house of cards like Libya did or like Iraq did, and they're actually going to put up an economic firewall against this unbelievably corrupt U.S. dollar hegemony, then the U.S. dollar is at risk of collapsing unbelievably. And the gold and silver, of course, as we've been saying for a number of years, is the currency that Russia and China have been accumulating by thousands and thousands and thousands of tons over the past 5 to 10 years, waiting for this very moment. So now we're at the final OK Corral showdown, gold versus the dollar. And you saw last week the dollar was very weak. Then the U.S. started their anti-Russia propaganda campaign to try to get people to buy the dollars again. I think they're just not going to work this time. And gold is going to do very well. Bitcoin, of course, is emerging in the crypto space. Maxcoin, which is my currency, has got a lot of traction right now. It's worth $3 million. It's going to be worth $20 million here in the next few weeks. You combine crypto with crowdfunding. You've got an alternate financial platform that people can finally escape the nightmare that is the command and control system of central banks like Federal Reserve, Bank of England, ECB, Bank of Japan. So we're at the inflection point. We're coming to Texas to do this film with you, Alex Jones. And I encourage everyone listening to help with
that. No, I understand. We're going to do that. Now, listen, Max, let me back up here and break down Bitcoin since you bring it up. I know you've been a supporter of that the last 3 or 4 years. I get cryptocurrencies. I understand it could bring down the private central bank money monopoly, the money power. My issue is, from the beginning, I believe they're going to try to infiltrate and destroy and set up whatever the first big currency is, and I've had a bad feeling. I do think it's great that all these other countries are coming up with their own physical and with their own metals-backed and their own crypto systems. More diversity, that's the way to go. My issue here with all of this is that you take somebody, you know, like some of the guests we had on last week, like Harry Dent, who is right on so many fronts about the bubble and about generational issues, and then I do see them doing a depressionary system in the economy to try to suck out the pressure from the inflationary QE Unlimited that they're starting to taper, but still that's not going to stop overall inflation. I think you're going to see something that economists have said is impossible. Hyperstagflation is what I've dubbed it. And a lot of people like Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, who's a top economist, he agrees, you know, some with that statement that that is where this could go. I do see gold and silver going up, or at least keeping its value, even as other things retrograde, because there's still so many fake derivatives out there and dollars and other inflated currencies, that I don't care how much depression you've got, it's not going to be able to depress that inflationary curve. So how do those two lines go together? Because people say, well, why do you have Dent on, you know, who's bearish on gold? Well, I have people hear other perspectives. I want to hear other perspectives. I don't know what's going to happen. My gut tells me hold on to gold and silver more now than ever. Max Kaiser, take that complex question and try to flesh it out.
Well, okay, so you're heading into, as we pointed out, this geopolitical situation where the U.S. is it's based on the U.S. dollars, world reserve currency, and people essentially boils down to buy our bonds or we bomb you. That's the U.S. policy, and bonds being U.S. dollars. And this has been going on for 50 years, and as a result, the U.S. has printed now has a debt of $17 trillion on the books and another $50 trillion off the books. And it's got so much debt, and they're paying, I think, upwards of 20% of the income that comes in through taxes now from the, to the federal government is used just to pay the interest on America's debt. And so that number is exploding exponentially. So they've got themselves in a corner where if they don't double down again and just invade countries to get them to float their bad paper and their debts, the U.S. dollar is toast. In that situation, then people are going to be scrambling for hard currency, gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a hard currency because there's a finite number of Bitcoin in circulation. It's scarce, and it's highly desirable. And you make a good point in that in the case of Bitcoin itself, if you have problems with the origin of Bitcoin, there are 100 different alternative cryptocurrencies, and they have slightly different technological profiles. And, for example, Maxcoin, which is my coin, has, I think, better technology than Bitcoin in many respects, and a lot of people are flocking to Maxcoin as a result. And it does offer, though, folks who might not be able to, let's say, move $10 million of gold or $100,000 of gold. Do you want to move it from where you are in Cyprus or Venezuela or some country or Ukraine, and you're trying to move that money? You can't move $100,000 of gold over the border because you're going to get stopped. It's just simply impractical. But you can convert it to a cryptocurrency, put it on a thumb drive, or memorize the password, cross over to a new border, go back into the system, can open up that account, get your Bitcoins active.
Well, there's also bubble jumping. I mean, cryptocurrencies could become bubble cycles, which they already are, and then people like crossing a river on stones can hop from them with the passcodes memorized, and then it's almost like a torrent of bubble-based currencies, which could counter the globalist centralized bubble with decentralized bubbles. I want to get your take on a decentralized bubble theory that I just developed on air. And we're going to talk about the decentralized bubble counter to the master bubble. Do you use a weapon against a weapon, a bullet against a bullet? Is the bubble our answer? Straight ahead with Max Keiser. We'll see if he'll go into a little bit of extra time with us in the next hour to take your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I know I got to play my hand.
toll-free number to join Max and myself on air. He'll be with us into the next hour is 800-259-9231. Coming straight on for you. The only way to counter a globalist frontal attack is a frontal attack. It's time to bang heads, ladies and gentlemen. 800-259-9231. Your question's for Max. That means we're not going to take calls on other issues. You can talk about Ukraine, Bitcoin, insider trading 9/11, Russia, Obama's approval rating, but it's questions for Max, Kaiser. 800-259-9231. Now, Max, finishing up, though, what do you see in the political future of this country? I see the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership and all the big Republican industry groups and the national associations and pushing to kill the Tea Party, the Ron Paul Tea Party, the Rand Paul Tea Party, which, again, isn't perfect, but the Republicans couldn't co-opt it, so now they're trying to destroy it. So that tells me that's the good guys. Again, I know you're more of a classical liberal. I see myself as a classical liberal. But obviously, you hoped Obama would be good. You've admitted he's been horrible. You did that quite early, a few months after he was elected. But the point is, I'm not putting all my hope in a Rand Paul or somebody. I just have known the guy since 1996. I personally, on the phone privately, said, look, you're going to end up winning and you're going to end up being president. And he said that on air. And I'm not trying to brag. And I don't really even get it. I can still get him on the show if I want, because it's a big controversy with the neocons. So I just don't do it. It's really not that big of a deal. He will come on when he's president, though. The point is that I don't know what your answer is going to be. I just tried to sugar you up a little bit there, butter you up. What do you think of the Tea Party? Because undoubtedly the establishment's scared of it. When they leak Biden speeches to high-level Democrats, they're scared of the Tea Party. When they leak high-level Republican speeches, they're scared of the Tea Party. Because it's not that it's perfect. The system's so unpopular, a ham sandwich could beat the Democrats and Republicans. They see that as the only area right now they don't control. Do you agree with that analysis?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I don't recall in my life ever having the Secretary of State, in this case John Kerry, being openly laughed at by just everyone in the world. Every country in the world sees John Kerry as a complete joke. He's the U.S.'s representative in these crises, so-called, that are happening. And what people understand is that the war on terror was a hoax. The bad guys with beards and swords that were coming to kill Americans in their beds, that was just a hoax. People understand that was a hoax. The current confrontation with Russia now, Cold War II, came right out of Hollywood, and it'll be hot for a couple of months, and then people will forget about that. And then we'll be on to something else. Maybe they'll go after and try and bomb Iran again or something, or China. But this is just another Hollywood episode that lasts a couple of months. And the world, since I live in London and I've lived outside of the United States for, almost two decades, I'm pretty sensitive to what other people around the world are thinking and talking about. And more people watch news from different countries, because all these different countries have news in English now. China, Iran, Qatar, obviously the BBC. I mean, they all have the same news, the same global news. It's all in English. And people can just see where who's joking, who's serious, who's not serious. And right now, nobody takes John Kerry seriously. No one takes Obama seriously. No one takes U.S. foreign policy seriously. So you say, well, dig down a little deeper. What's happening with the Democrats versus Republicans or the Tea Party? It just gets absurdly down to the minutiae. Either the U.S. influence around the world is dropping like a stone. The competitiveness in the U.S. is dropping like a stone. The U.S. dollar is world reserve currency. It was 80% at one point after World War II. Now it's less than 60%. It's heading to 30%. Everything's moving east. The gold's moving east. The influence is moving east. The power is moving east, and the U.S. is being left behind.
Stay there. Back in 60, Max.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you'll be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war.